Good morning. We're learning Chayadim Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yudalid, Siman Vav. Imnisiku Echad Min Hayud Beis Tefiros. So the stitching, which you have in the bottom of the Tefillin, which stitches the top of the titura to the bottom, has 12 stitches in it. There's 3 on each side, which adds up to 4 times 3 is 12. So if one of those tefiros gets cut, so it's no longer a real stitch, so it's kosher. So the tefillin is kosher still. Mishnayim pasulim heim zeh b'tzad zeh. But if 2 stitches next to each other, immediately next to, adjacent to each other, would tear, so then the lacha is they are pasul. Avugimol, I feel rechaykim zeh min zeh is pasul. And if it's 3 stitches which are have torn, even if they're not next to each other, it's going to be problematic. Now, this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch adds the following. In Siman Lamed Gimel, Sif Beis, that this halacha of 2 tefiras next to each other, or 3 tefiras, no matter where they are, he says, "But medav amorim b'yeshanim." That's talking about older tefillin. However, Avol b'chadoshim kol zman she'or moshe b'batim kayim is ksher. What does chadoshim mean? The chadashim is when you hold the spot in the or where the or has, where the tefira has torn, and you would let the tefillin hang from that spot. It won't pull apart. So the nature of when they're first put together, so they're hard and strong and tight, and they sort of wear out as they get older. Then the Ramah brings the opposite, that says b'chadoshim they're possible, yeshanim they're ksherim, because the nature of chadoshim is they don't hold together so well, and when they're older, it's the opposite. So because we mentioned, according to the Mechaber, one way is kosher, one way is possible, according to the Ramah, it's the opposite. Therefore, both we're macher both directions. So the Chayyim just writes, and the B'di'evit, we're going to be machmir where everything is possible. Okay. Siman Zayin. Ritzuas shkaris halacha moshe misinai. So the ritzuas have to be black. That's halacha moshe misinai, that they have to be black. Okay, in nisiyashnu, when nislabnu, if they got old and they started turning whitish, tzarech lashkirin, you have to repaint them. You have to re-darken them. If mishkirin nochri is possible, and if this is done by a non-Jew, it's possible. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's toiv that a Jew should do it, not a non-Jew. The Mishmur understands that according to the Shulchan Aruch, the din of Lishma is not ma'akev in blackening the ritzuas. However, the Ramah disagrees and says that if the non-Jew did the ritzuas, even b'di'evit is going to be possible, because a non-Jew, there's an assumption that he doesn't do lishma. So the machlokes over here, according between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the Chayyim is following the Ramah, is the issue of lishma, that it has to be done lishma. So we mentioned before, in regards to the batim, when a person is darkening and blackening the ritzuas, it has to be done lishma, which means l'shem kedushas tefillin. The Mishabura brings a question: if a person did not do it lishma, he forgot to say the Shem Kedushas Tefillin, or to think the Shem Kedushas Tefillin when he did it. So, what's the solution? So, painting on it a second time, the Bir Halacha brings from the Magen Rome is very questionable, because it's already black. It's not considered blackening it, because it's already black with the first one, which wasn't lishma. So, what can you add an element of lishma the second time by painting it over? So he comes out with a tzarachian, if that is effective, and he seems to be inclined that it's not effective. So a person has to be very careful when you paint it, that it should be done lishma when you're doing it. So that's what you find on the bottles of the paint that they have for the tefillin. It says you should remember to say l'shem kedushas tefillin. Now, what about if the part of the ritzua, which we will see the length of the ritzua discussed in the Simen Ches, if the part of the ritzua which became whitened was after the minimal length of the ritzua, which is ma'akev. So we could argue at this point in time, even if it's not there, it's kosher. So if it's there and it's just not the right color, that kavul karma should be kosher. A similar question in regards to the width of the ritzua. So the ritzua has to be a certain width. We'll discuss what that is. If the width of the ritzua is black, the minimum amount, but your ritzua is actually wider and part of it is white, or not the appropriate black, can we argue, well, even if it would not be there, it'd still be kosher? So the fact that it's there and it's not the right color should be acceptable. So the Bir Halacha actually says that's he's mesupik about that question, and he says he's not sure that maybe once it's there, the Halacha Moshe Sinai applies to it, that it has to be black, even though it would be kosher if it was not there, if the width would be less or the length would be less. But once it's there, the ritzua it's part of the Halacha Moshe Sinai. So therefore, we have to be very careful in regards to the ritzuas to make sure that all of the ritzua is kept with the appropriate level of blackness. One last point in regards to that: sometimes when they say it has to be black, it doesn't mean it has to be this shiny raven color, the color of a black like a raven. It starts out like that, and it slowly but surely becomes a little more grayish, etc. That's still considered, it still would be perceived easily by the eye to be black. That is still considered black in your Mekayim, your Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, of having it black. Okay, have a good day.